Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into the Coffee Break Podcast. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for checking us out today. Typically, we're going to be adding a fresh pot of coffee up here Monday through Friday, but we've got lots of great content in the archives from our pre-podcast days, and I want to make some of that available to you as well. So on Saturdays, we're going to dip into the archive and bring out some of those chats for you. A bit of Coffee Break cold brew, if you will. So let's get it going now. Joining me by phone to kick off the show today is Debbie Cannon. Debbie is the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Public Affairs Specialist. It's a mouthful. We're going to talk to Debbie about how to make the topic of immigration just a bit easier to understand for you, for me, because there's now resources on their website. It's uscis.gov that are designed to make things just a little bit easier. Debbie, thanks so much for joining us today, and I guess let's start off. Can you tell us what the Public Affairs Specialist for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services does? Well, it's a big title. What does your day-to-day look like?
Well, I answer questions from the media, and basically by answering those questions from the media, they get the information to the public that's needed about immigration.
And you work in the Mountain West states, basically, right?
Yes, I cover actually five states, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho.
And based in Denver?
Denver, yes. I'm based out of Denver and attached to our headquarters in Washington, D.C.
And you were actually here in Helena very recently.
Yes, and I met you there. It was a great experience.
Yeah, and it was a great ceremony dedicating the building here to a member of the 1st Special Service Forces. Was that the first time that you'd ever been to Helena?
Yes, it was. I'm new here. This is my fourth year. Loving it. Loving working with the media and the public.
Well, Debbie, the reason we were chatting today is to talk about, well, obviously immigration, but specifically the website and the services offered there. Who should be going to use your website there at uscis.gov?
Well, any information you need from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services can be found on the legitimate immigration website, uscis.gov. And anyone that's applying for citizenship or a green card or a legal representative, a nonprofit organization, libraries, teachers, basically anyone that's looking for immigration information. Because these groups of people need access to accurate, up-to-date information. That's a top priority for us. And we work with people that are diverse population. Applicants may not speak English fluently, and they face cultural or educational or social and technological barriers. So our website's very easy to use and helps protect people from scams also. Just remember that ending to that website address, .gov.
Yeah, as long as it's got that .gov at the end of the web address, you know you're good. One thing I wanted to ask you about, because it's really cool, and frankly, I'm not sure exactly how to address it, her. I think her, we'll go with her, she. There's a cool thing there on the USCIS website called Emma. What is that about?
Well, she's an immigration expert, if you could call anyone an expert on a tough topic like that. She's a computer-generated virtual assistant. So at the top right of the webpage at uscis.gov, she can answer questions, and she can even take people to the correct spot on the website. And since December of 2015, she's answered over 8 million questions. Every time you ask her a question, our team uses that information to improve the quality of her answer, so she just keeps getting smarter and smarter.
So think back, and Emma is a very souped-up, fancy version of that little animated paperclip that showed up at the side of Microsoft Word to help us out when we were first starting to use that thing. But, yeah, sounds very cool. Where did Emma come from? Where did the name come from?
Well, she's named Emma after Emma Lazarus, who wrote the poem that's inscribed at the base of the Statue of Liberty about helping immigrants. And we all know those famous lines, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free."
a great namesake and a great tool. And what's really neat is this thing has answered millions of questions now, and it sounds like, from chatting with you before, that you don't need to have the official phrasing. You don't need to have the technical words. You can get in, punch in a layman's question, and get good results, get an answer.
Yeah, she answers questions based on your own words. You don't need to know government speak. She also knows a lot of common search terms, and she can provide immediate responses to your questions about all our services, guide you through the website, and you can find information based on the questions and search terms that you use.
Well, and we are talking immigration, right? So English not always the first language for folks getting on there and wanting to get information. So is that figured in when we're talking about Emma? Can she handle things other than English?
Well, she does speak Spanish, so we have a Spanish website as well. Looks just like the English one, except it's in Spanish, and that's uscis.gov/ES. So she's fluent in English and Spanish, and she'll always type out her answers. And below Emma's answer, she might also offer immigration information related to that question. And you have, if you have the sound on your computer, she'll also talk to you, except that's only on the English part of the website.
So it sounds like Emma is the go-to tool if somebody needs information on that website. Where do you go when you pull up the website? Is she easy to find there on the website? Is it sitting there sort of obvious? Where do people need to look on the website to find help from Emma?
Well, you can get Emma's help at the top right of the website, uscis.gov. Just click on Need Help, Ask Emma. Or at the bottom of a lot of the pages, you'll see a little Need Help icon. And Emma works on your desktop and laptops and mobile devices.
Okay, and you hit a follow-up question there. I was going to ask about that because so many people now get online with a cell phone or pad or some sort of mobile device.
Yes, I did see some statistics, actually, that a lot of people use use it on our mobile device.
Mm-hmm. Debbie Cannon, our guest this morning. She is the public affairs specialist with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And we're chatting today about the website. There's some upgrades. There's some new stuff available on there. It's uscis.gov. And Debbie, there's something on there on the website where you can create an account. What is that about? What does that get you?
Well, my USCIS is an online portal. It's like a one-stop shopping for immigration information and has a lot of tools and resources to help applicants navigate through the immigration process. The advantages of that online account is you can file an application, a petition, or a request with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services online. Then you can check the status of that case. You can also pay the USCIS fee online. You can check your fee payment status, and you can even change your mailing address there. Plus, applicants and legal representatives can create accounts. Plus, they're free.
So this sounds like something that's pretty in-depth. You can track an awful lot of things on there, but it also sounds like it's pretty intuitive. It's pretty user-friendly.
Yes, it certainly is. I was in the test group. I had a lot of fun with it.
And you said people can get automatic alerts when things happen with their cases?
Right. At my.uscis.gov, the online account allows applicants to track the status of their application. And then they can communicate with us through a secure inbox, change their address. Of course, as I mentioned before, they can pay online. And they can upload evidence that's needed for their application, view notices, respond to requests for evidence, and this saves a lot of time doing it online rather than sending it in the mail, and it's much more secure this way. And the account holders get automatic alerts and personalized estimates for when the next part of their case is coming up, like if they have an interview that's going to be coming up. So applicants who file paper forms, though, using a representative are also encouraged to still create an online account and just select Add a Representative. Then that allows their representative or their attorney to view and manage their case.
And websites everywhere have forms. Government websites especially have forms. This one no different. You can get on there and get some immigration forms right there on the website, right?
Yes. We have four available at this time. By 2020, we're hoping to have them all online. And we have the most common ones, of course, online right now, like the Form I-90, which is the application to replace your permanent resident card, or as a lot of people know it as the green card. We have Form N-400 online, application for naturalization. That's for those wanting to become U.S. citizens. And also there's N-565, which is if you want to replace a naturalization or citizenship document.
Well, maybe a silly question, but what are the advantages for filling out these forms online? I mean, I'm guessing a little bit more secure, a little bit faster.
Well, it's intuitive, and the online system was built with the applicant in mind. It asks only questions that the applicant needs to answer based on the information that they provide. So the interactive forms include on-screen alerts, notifications that are designed to help the applicant identify questions they should answer and helps applicants to review their answers to ensure that everything is answered completely before they submit that application. And it's so intuitive that after you fill in information based on your personal situation, it pre-populates other areas of the form that need the same information. And you only see questions that are relevant to your situation. So the goal of this online filing is to improve efficiency, consistency, certainly a security of adjudications, and it really does simplify it for the applicant.
So now somebody's gone through the process. They've gotten online, they've chatted with Emma, they've got their questions answered, they've filled out the forms, and now they've officially applied to become a citizen. There's a test after that, right?
Yes, and if you're preparing for the citizenship interview and you want to practice for the test, we have the practice civics test online. It's available on our website under the tools tab. We also have an app that you can download for free with the test and a YouTube video. And if you don't have all that technology or don't want to use it, you can perhaps go to a local library and they might have a citizenship class or a citizenship corner. And what that is they save a little space for our resources on their shelves that you can use to study, like flashcards, video, and written materials. If they don't have a citizenship corner, please encourage your library to contact us so they can set one up. And then if you're not quite sure what you're looking for when you're on our website, just go to Explore My Options. It's really great. And it helps you better understand legal requirements, fees, the processes of applying. It asks applicants a few simple questions, and they use that to identify what you might be eligible for.
Talking this morning with Debbie Cannon, the Public Affairs Specialist with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, talking with Debbie specifically about their new upgraded website. And Debbie, now in the interview, typically a point where I would ask somebody, hey, if somebody's interested in finding out more information, where should they go? But that's what we've been chatting about. They just need to head on over to the website.
Right. You go to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website at uscis.gov, and if you want the Spanish, just put /ES at the end.
And have a chat with Emma while you're at it. Debbie, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us about the website this morning. I know it's a very busy job that you have, but I do appreciate the work that you do and putting up with all of us journalists asking you silly questions all day long.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show, Troy.
Debbie, I'll let you go. Have a great day. Have a fantastic weekend. And thanks again for chatting with us on the show.
Yeah, thank you. That was fun.
Yeah, and almost entirely painless. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for your Coffee Break Cold Brew this weekend. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Coffee Break, brought to you by News Radio 95 KCAP. Be sure to swing back by on Monday for another fresh pod.